Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Planning and Zoning Director George Wesselhoff joins us on today's program to talk about discussion the City Council is having about possible design standards along the city's gateway corridors.
What is the specific rule when it comes to which ones are the gateway corridors, and really what does that mean in the eyes of zoning?
Sure, the gateway corridors include Main Street, Washington Street, Vermeer Road, Oskaloosa Street, and Clark Street, and those were established in 2001 when the city overhauled or did a new zoning ordinance update. So that they were originally established in code in 2001.
What is being considered right now and worked on by the council? Nothing has been done yet outside of a moratorium on this specific item, but what is being done right now by the council?
Right now, the council had set up an ad hoc committee to look specifically at Main Street and Washington Street gateway corridors, and in particular to look at whether or not standards should be adopted for single and two-family residential construction.
And when it comes to design standards, where did this kind of stem from? What was kind of the driving force behind this? And I'm sure your office received a lot of this leading up to it, but now the council's receiving this.
Sure. The concern was where we have new construction, like, for example, a duplex that's built in one of these corridor areas, how they fit or match the existing fabric or pattern of the residential structures already there.
What is really the challenge right now the council faces? Because it sounds like when you're trying to make rules like this, it's hard because the entrances seem to be so different. Is that one of the concerns they've been talking about?
That's correct. I know the ad hoc committee talked about having a balance and, you know, looking at how would you craft standards to address the concern, but, you know, not make it overly restrictive at the same time.
Now, are there design standards in place for residential homes in other parts of the city, or is this something that's going to be new?
It would largely be new. We have a limited area in the downtown where there's what we call a Dutch residential district, but that would only pertain to very limited areas for new construction. So it doesn't go out to the corridor areas out to the edge of the city.
And right now there is a moratorium in place that could possibly be extended by the council as they work on this. What is the moratorium and why is it in place right now?
Well, the moratorium extends until March 1, and that specifically limits or pertains to permits for single and two-family homes on the corridors of Main and Washington, and that's to allow time for the committee process and the council to decide as far as action as to whether there should be new standards adopted or not.
Why was this time of year important for that moratorium as opposed to, say, July?
I think, you know, right now, obviously, it's winter, so we're not in the prime building season. And in fact, we have not had a single building permit for a single-family house or duplex in these corridor areas since the moratorium was established. So it was kind of a timely moratorium as far as minimal impact with the time of year.
So moving forward in the next couple of council meetings, again, nothing seems like it'll be set in place just yet. Another policy and planning coming up in early February. What do you think the council's really going to be ironing out in these next couple of meetings, working with your department closely for recommendations, I'm sure?
Yes, one of the ideas or concepts that was talked about was whether or not the city should retain an architect or firm to help craft standards. If that would be the council's direction, then that firm would help us work through, you know, ordinance or guidelines for single and two-family constructions and looking at these corridor areas.
Now, if standards are set, does that in any way force the council or your office to review how other districts are zoned, or is this right now just specifically focused on these areas in Washington and Maine?
That's a great question. It could lead to other future areas, but right now the focus is heavily on Main and Washington Street corridors.
And now if anyone has any questions about the moratorium or anything, how do they get a hold of you or your office if they want questions and answered about these certain standards?
Sure, they could call the office here at 628-1601, or they could email me at gwesselhoft@cityofpella.com. That's gwesselhoft@cityofpella.com.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.